Oh, okay. All right, today is November 13th. My name is Danita Berry, and I'm interviewing Jeffrey Berry at Marshall University for my first year summer class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of owning your own business. And Jeffrey Berry, thank you for agreeing to being in this interview. So, first question, what exactly do you do?
Yes, my name is Jeff Berry, and I am a recycler of solid waste, mostly metal, tires, and different materials.
And how long have you been doing this?
I started this business in 1990. I've been doing it 29 years.
And what do you think is the best part of your job?
To know that I'm making a difference or an impact on the natural environment and by removing harmful materials or waste that would go to landfill that's now being recycled for reuse in our economy.
What is the hardest part about owning your own business?
I guess the hardest part is to find reliable people who don't mind working hard for a little bit of money. I guess that's probably the hardest part is just really finding good help and reliable people.
What is unique about your line of work and what unique opportunities does it present you?
I guess the uniqueness of the job is the weird and different things that you run across in the process of collecting recyclable goods, things that are found left in the trunk of people's cars. If you go on a demo job of cleaning up old stuff, you find stuff of value on the ground that people probably walked over for 20 years. It's really weird to know that so much stuff of value is just laying around and you see how much America wastes. Mm-hmm. Always live by one man's trash is another man's treasures.
If you didn't own your own business, what would you be doing instead?
I believe if I didn't have my own business in recycling, I would be working for a recycling company because I enjoy what I do. I was told years ago that if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. So I feel like I really never worked a day in my life because I enjoy what I'm doing.
What advice would you give someone trying to start a business like yours?
Well, to start a business in this economy is difficult to start with. Have to be aware of things of value, to know what types of material you would be interested in recycling, know your location, know the value, and also know what not to take so that you don't get stuck with things that aren't of any value and that you've got to pay to dispose of. So starting this business, I guess you would really need to do an investigation on and know within yourself what you really want to get into, what part of the recycling. There's all different levels of recycling. There's household trash. There's metal that's recyclable. There's tires that are different types of recycling. So there's different areas of recycling that you could get into, plastic, glass. So you need to know what exactly part of this business you would like to get into and then really get into knowing the material and different commodities that's in that business.
Do you think that making contacts in your line of work is important?
Oh, very much so. You need to call to do price checks. The market changes daily. You can watch the stock market and watch the stock market change. The rule of thumb years ago was when the gas prices changed or went up, that usually the metal went up. But here in the last 3 or 4 years, that's not been true. So you really got to check the market every day. Just call, you can call the location where you're going, ask for the price for the day, and they will inform you of the different commodities and what they're bringing at market price.
What are some challenges that you face with your job, and how do they affect you?
Some of the challenges that deal with every day is reliable equipment, breakdowns, and things of that nature, that knowing that you've booked a job and say you would be there and doing the job at a certain time, and then you have a breakdown that causes you a setback, and people badmouth you or say that, oh, you know, you can't, he's not reliable, this person's not reliable. And when you're in a small business, your word is your bond, and you've got to be reliable and punctual doing this small business thing, because your name is everything.
What has your job taught you about the world?
Doing this job for over 29 years, that it has taught me that the world is full of trash. Use a different word, but the world is full of trash. And 80% of it is recyclable. Everything is reusable. Glass, plastic, rubber, everything can be reused. With doing recycling, it helps you to understand that all of these things that were once used to go in a landfill or taken to a landfill are now being used. We're actually saving the environment. You know, we're living in times of everything was going green. So everything's recyclable. So we should be cognizant of what we're doing when we're disposing of stuff. And being in this business helps you be aware of everything that's going on as far as recycling.
All right. Our first seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking that you deal with?
The most critical thought
just,
I had.
You can tell me a story about a specific time that you had to use critical thinking.
I guess when I was younger in my early years of doing recycling, you know, you did everything by hand. And I guess as I grew older and the business got more in demand, decided to get a piece of equipment. So it was like, you know, should I invest in the equipment, or should I stay where I'm at and be the small guy and continue to be, you know, just everything by hand? At that time of advancing into a piece of equipment and trying to take the business forward, there were some pivotal points, because you know you had to take the equipment on one trailer, come back because you're a one man operation, and then you had to run back and forth. So I guess it was a point where I said, yeah, well, maybe I do need to hire somebody and get somebody on with me on a regular basis. So it was kind of critical trying to find someone to help with the business and reliable. So I guess that was probably the most critical point in changing with the time. I don't know if I answered your question.
I thought you would have talked about how, like, with moving jobs, you have to be critical thinking, like, just with placement in the truck and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even talk about moving. I was only talking about I didn't even get it before them. I was trying to stay focused on
one topic, because you're trying to stay on the one. Okay.
One thing, yeah. But yeah, so I do, yeah. When you're in, you do need to know that you're in business. You need to be able to do more than one thing.
Yeah. All right, so final question. What would you like to add that I haven't asked already?
Well, you just asked. You said, what else to do? And yes, I do multiple things. The recycling is my main focus, but there's often a lot of streams that flow from recycling, because you have trucks and equipment that you can do other things. So a lot of times I get called in for doing moving jobs or just hauling a piece of equipment for someone else. just different areas of expertise that you learn as you grow. Mm-hmm. And time goes on, you learn different things, and eventually you get to the place where you learn to make money off of it.
Alrighty, well, that's pretty much all the questions I have. So thank you for this time and taking the time out of your day to do this interview with me. And yeah, we're done.